Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our mid-month episode featuring breaking beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider celebrity hair and makeup tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Hey, Carlene, how's your food journey going?
I'm in full detox mode and I'm feeling great.
Yeah, you've been killing it with that carb-free life. Very proud of you.
Thank you.
I've been doing a detox of my own.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I gotta get back on track. I've been on the tea train, specifically Teamy Blends.
Well, you know I'm a coffee drinker, but I drink tea every morning like it's coffee. So how does this one work?
So it's a 30-day program. You start your day by drinking a Teamy Skinny Tea. That's what it's called. And unlike some of the other detox teas that I've tried in the past, I love how this one tastes. It's got ginger in it and a kick of caffeine. Start your day off right.
So you don't have to drink it with every meal?
No, you drink it once in the morning and then every other night you sip a colon cleanse tea. It's packed with good for your gut ingredients like lotus leaf and psyllium husk seed to help eliminate toxins and aid with digestion. This one is fully caffeine free, so it doesn't interrupt your sleep.
I love a good cuppa before bed. I just snuggle up to the blue light of my phone and I get all relaxed.
Oh, girl, you need to detox in more ways than one. But the best part about this program is it's super easy, the tea tastes great, and you feel like you're less bloated.
Awesome. Our friends at Teamy Blends are offering Breaking Beauty listeners a coupon code. Use Breaking Beauty, all one word, Breaking Beauty, to get 20% off all orders of over $34 at teamyblends.com. That's TEAMIblends.com. Hey, Jill, how are you?
I'm good, Carlene. How are you? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, you've been traveling like mad.
Usually we go in these spurts where I see you every day.
It's so true.
And then I don't see you for 10 or days or 2 weeks.
You take off on your media tour. We're just slacking each other nonstop. Now you're back. You've got a cold, but you still look great.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying.
That's because we're testing all these products.
Oh my God, I know.
That we're going to be talking about today. A full episode dedicated to the damn goods.
I wish everyone could see this table, actually. It's kind of embarrassing how messy it is with beauty products, but I feel like beauty lovers understand the struggle is real when you have a lot of things to test.
A lot of things to test.
And get excited about.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the buzziest fall launch. I almost said lunches. The buzziest fall launches and our hot takes on what we like, what's worth the spend.
I think this is really the season where you see so many launches, especially in the luxury side of things.
Yeah.
The drugstore launches all happen in January.
Right.
And now we are into the season where you want to stock up and spend your money on things that are very pretty.
Investment items.
Yes.
But first, let's talk about some housekeeping stuff.
Yeah.
We have a pod swap alert. Remember in the summer when we had Auntie Donahue on the podcast and our round table? Well, this week we are the title guests on Anne's podcast. It's called Nobody Cares Except For Me. And Jill and I will be talking about our favorite hashtag bottom shelf beauty products that are aesthetically terrible, but they're just so right when it comes to performance.
Yeah. Ugly and proud. Like, I will tell everybody about these products, yeah. but I will probably never photograph them.
Yeah.
That's exactly. The thing. Like, I'm never throwing them away. They are with me forever and ever.
Yeah.
Foot peels. Hello.
We're looking at you, Color Wow.
Yeah.
Save me many a day.
Oh, tons of time. So hopefully you guys will have a listen and let us know if you have favorite bottom shelf beauty products that you just, they're like the workhorse for you that you'll never get rid of.
Yeah. That we don't see on your Instagram, but we still want to know about.
Absolutely.
Anything that works, we want to know about. Mm-hmm. On another note, we also were guest speakers at a Dermalogica conference in Muskoka recently where we met a lot of new friends. They were all skin therapists. Those are good friends to have. And welcome to any of you who are our new listeners. We love having you. And we were interviewed by Beth Bialko from Dermalogica's podcast called Living Skin.
We'll be featured on an upcoming episode. We will definitely post about that on our Instagram. We chatted about how skin therapists can build their social following, even though they're in treatment rooms all day.
Absolutely, because we need more reliable information and true skinfluencers as opposed to just pretty people who hold up bottles.
Yeah.
So go team. And finally, we're so excited to announce that Breaking Beauty Podcast will have boots on the ground at the first ever Sephora in LA.
So if you guys haven't heard about this yet, this is a 2-day event in Los Angeles where Sephora
October 20th and 21st.
It's completely sold out, but it is called the House of Beauty, Sephora, and it's going to have all of the key major names in beauty right now on site and doing great activations and doing speaking engagements.
Charlotte Tilbury, Jen Atkin, Mario D from Makeup by Mario.
Yeah. Vicky Tsai from Tatcha. She's the owner. Daniel Martin with Dior. He's he's the makeup artist who did Meghan Markle's makeup famously for her wedding. It's the inaugural one. We don't really know fully what to expect, but we know we will have fun. Follow us on social media at Breaking Beauty Podcast. We'll be reporting live as well as
bringing you the highlights in a future episode.
We'll also be doing a very exciting interview when we're in Los Angeles with another skincare brand founder. And I can't wait to share that with you guys too.
And the event is now sold out. So thank you, Sephora, for inviting us. Hello. We love coming to your party. So as we mentioned, today's episode is a damn good special. We're dedicating the entire episode to the buzziest fall beauty launches. And we do have a few guest makeup artists with us today.
Yeah. So later on in the show, we're going to have Simone Otis. She is an editorial and backstage makeup artist. We have both worked with her, had the pleasure of working with her many times in our magazine days. And she is one of the go-to makeup artists when celebrities come into town for TIFF. Like Agnes Dean was just here for her movie, Her Smell. And I believe she worked with Amanda Stenberg earlier this year.
And for many years now, she's been assisting the makeup artist Dick Page.
Legend.
Who is a key, they call it, backstage. So he basically directs the beauty looks at shows like Michael Kors, and she mentioned she was at Hermes in Paris, and I think he did Jacquemus, and you know, high fashion shows like that. It's all very high fashion.
Yeah. So what we've invited her to do today is to get a little bit of a 101 in color correction, all the ins and outs of how to use it, how to use it properly a little later on in the show.
We also are chatting with Julie Cousin. She's the makeup artist for Chanel in Canada, who gave me a sneak peek at the brand's new Le Volume Revolution mascara. It's the first ever 3D mascara in the world.
We stole a moment with celebrity makeup artist Patrick Ta. He was in town as a new global artist with Shiseido. They've completely revamped their collection. It centers around four different textures, powders, inks, gels, and dews. And he's going to tell us a little bit about how to find your perfect nude lipstick shade. And we're also going to weigh in with our favorites from the collection.
Okay, girl, we got to get into this.
Yeah, TikTok.
So much to cover. Let's talk about Shiseido.
Okay.
What were some of your favorites of the collection? Because it looks like you raided a store in front of you. You've got like so many shades.
I think the number one thing that sticks out for me, they've completely revamped their packaging as well. Mm-hmm. It's just sexy now.
Yeah.
And it's sophisticated. I love the modern matte powder lipstick. Mm-hmm. It is $35. Mm-hmm. There are 24 shades. Mm-hmm. There's also in front of me the Visionary gel lipstick. 28 shades of that one. So they also have a liquid lipstick. It's called Lacquer Ink Lip Shine. So mm-hmm. it's a liquid lipstick, but it has a shiny finish to it. Mm-hmm. They don't have any complexion products yet. It's just a massive breadth of new products, new packaging, mm-hmm. new brushes that are insane. I think the modern matte lipstick really stood out for me because it has a chiseled tip on it. Mm-hmm. So it makes the application far easier when you don't need a lip liner really. And it allows you to sort of sculpt it onto the lips. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like an architectural bullet, which you would sort of expect from a brand like Shiseido that pays so much attention to detail. I just mm-hmm. absolutely love it. I think you're wearing mm-hmm. it right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Look, can I guess what color?
Go for it.
You're wearing?
Let's play the game.
Okay. Is this the matte lipstick
mm-hmm.
in flame?
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. This, I wish I could make money off that skill.
Yeah. That was my favorite from the entire collection that I tried, but it's almost, I swear to God, it's like a dupe of NARS matte pencil in Red Square. It is an orangey red shade, mm-hmm. and I think it is super flattering on everyone. Definitely worth the spend, and you don't need a sharpener. So that's the bonus.
I love, there's a couple of nude shades that I love. I'm going to double check the names of those. The nude shades that I love, one is called Semi-Nude.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is called Peep Show that I love.
Right. Well, I personally find it a challenge to find a nude lip shade that looks good on me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is something that other people have this challenge as well, but there are so many that I put on, they just make me look really washed out. And so while we had a moment with Patrick Ta, I asked him for some clues on how to find the best nude lipstick.
Yeah, because he's the go-to guy for Gigi Hadid and Shay Mitchell.
Yeah, he would know.
All right, let's hear it, Patrick.
I can never figure out a nude that actually would look good on me. Like, I get so confused. Am I trying to match my skin? Like, which one here?
whenever I am, like, looking for a nude for a client, it depends, like, on, like, your undertone.
Okay.
So if you have more of a pink undertone, find a nude that has more pink in it. If you have more of a golden undertone, find a nude that has more brown to it. So
okay.
I think you are, like, a little bit more pink, so find a nude that has a little bit more of a pink undertone to it.
Okay.
I feel like that's like the common
like
rule when you're finding a nude.
Okay.
Because when you put a brownie nude on it, someone that has like pinky skin, it just looks like mud.
Yeah. So. And then in terms of how light, should I be trying to go lighter or darker or like similar to my skin tone?
I think definitely when you're wearing nudes, I always want to wear like a lip liner just to get some definition, some depth and some dimension.
That was helpful, actually, because I am a lazy beauty girl, so mm-hmm. I often don't use a lip liner.
Yeah.
And when you do have like these lovely sculpted, you know, bullets, you don't need to. But I do think with a nude, it just helps to give you that contrast.
Yes.
So I think that was a great point. And along those lines, I've been trying Fenty Beauty's new Stunna lip paint shades.
Yeah.
Four of them just came out. They're the follow-up to last year's Universal Red that came out. And I didn't find they looked that great on me.
Did you try the black one?
That's the only one I did not try.
Okay.
I will. I think that's going to be when I'm getting into my Halloween-y mood.
because they are lip paint, they're quite flat mm-hmm. and matte. And these are very nude-esque shades.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not for, I think they take a minute to get used to seeing it on you. That's the difference. When you're used to wearing, I think, an orangey red or something that really pops, when mm-hmm. you put on a nude, it's almost like you feel like your lips are gone in a way.
Yeah. And I think it's just a question of what is flattering, though,
mm-hmm.
to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
We're only talking about a few shades here, right? It is a challenge to find to find your best nude lipstick, whatever your skin tone is. I mean, this is something where I put on this, I put on, the first shade I tried was Uncuffed, which is beautiful in the packaging. It's like a rosy beige color. Mm-hmm. And, I was also, you know, trying on a little bit of edgier eye shades, like a reddish kind of burgundy with some rust, color that was matte. And like, it was so 90s with my pale, pale skin. And my daughter, who's 8, is just looking at me and she's like, "Mommy, I'm not sure about your makeup." She's like, "I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I feel like I need to be honest. I don't really like it." And so I was like, yeah, that's not a good sign. But I think it's just a question of, you know, you got to find what works for your skin tone. And I know that there are people out there who this will look amazing on. My only tip is that when you see it in the package, it does dry down to a darker tone than what you see through the clear bottle.
Right. Okay, let's talk about...
But wait a second. I'm sorry. I need to say this really, really quickly.
Okay, say it.
Fenty Beauty, I am dying over the Moroccan spice palette. I know that this came out in July, but it is the fall palette. It's still for sale on Sephora right now. I wore 2 of the shades to a party over the weekend. There's a beautiful coral sort of pinky color and a plum. And I got like this one person I was talking to was like, "You need to wear this eyeshadow every day."
Okay, good.
So I feel like getting that kind of, you know, getting that kind of confirmation, that's just like a win for me. So totally worth the $69 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And I also was wearing it with the primer, $28, the Pro Filter Amplifying Eye Primer. I tried it on one eye and not the other. It made a huge difference, worth every penny.
Yeah, I wear I'm a big fan of eye primer. The Urban Decay one is the one I normally use, but I think mm-hmm. this one is good too, from Fenty.
Very good. Gets my thumbs up.
Okay, I'm going to move on to something that is absolutely blowing up Instagram right now. The Dyson Airwrap. It is $600. Mm-hmm. So we know that Dyson sort of broke into the hair game last year, or 2 years ago actually, with their supersonic hair dryer, and now they are getting into the styling game. I went to a Top Secret desk side. There was one of these hair tools in a box. They lift the box, the big reveal. And essentially what it looks like is a traditional curling iron shape, but the barrel of the curling iron, it's almost like soft material. Mm-hmm. And instead of using blistering heat to curl your hair, what they use instead is forced air technology.
This sounds like something you would use on the Starship Enterprise to curl your hair.
So basically the barrel of it uses forced air to curl your hair. Mm-hmm. So instead of wrapping you section your hair off, and instead of wrapping it manually, the forced air on the barrel creates this Coanda effect, which I guess is a physics term. Mm-hmm. And it forces your hair to wrap around the barrel. And it does, I don't mean
so
suck
the
it
air
in.
Swirling? And so it grabs it and swirls it
yeah,
around?
Yeah, but it's okay. In a very subtle way. It's not like it's blowing it all over the place.
No,
it's just
it would
creating,
be in a circular motion,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, is exactly. It? It's in a circular
motion.
I'm
imagining motion. It looks like a tornado around the rod.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it feels like it. I
yeah.
guess you can see it.
So the airflow is focused in the styling, in your styling direction. So you can hold the wand whichever way you want your curls to go. And the engineers did incorporate a switching mechanism. Mm-hmm. So you can switch whatever side
direction.
You want to, yeah, to
cool.
curl your hair. And it directs airflow according to the tension in, because mm-hmm. there is also a brush attachment. But anyways, it's kind of insane because they were showing so many graphs and my mind was literally being blown in the demonstration. And they showed a piece of hair wrapped around a traditional barrel of a curling iron and around the air wrap. And with a traditional hair or curling iron, you could see that the heat was just so intense and your hair was essentially singeing from the inside out. The air wrap just keeps it very consistent. Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot healthier for your hair.
Yeah. When you said that there was a curling attachment, can I tell you how scared I got? Because it just reminded me of those curling irons with the comb around it.
That sucked
that
your
my
hair.
Hair used to like get caught in
no.
and I'd have to rip it out. But let me tell you something. If Jen Atkin was involved with all the testing of this product, I trust that it is ready to go.
Well, yeah, they said that it was supposed to come out last year, but they have a whole legion of hairstylists that they work with and they sent it back. They just said it's great, but it needs a few more tweaks. And that's why it's not coming out until 2018.
Yeah.
There's 2 different versions. One is for fine hair people, and the second one is for coarser or thicker hair people. One mm-hmm. is called the Dyson Airwrap Volume and Shape. Mm-hmm. So that's engineered to add body and to volume to fine flat hair. The other mm-hmm. one is called the Dyson Airwrap Smooth and Control.
Yeah.
So that's for frizzy hair.
Right.
And they come with a pre-styling dryer. So it's like an attachment. They come
so
with...
So you use it on damp hair.
Yes, you can use it on damp hair. It comes with a soft brush, a round brush, and 2 30-millimeter barrels. So right. that's...
Okay, very so what did you think? They used it. They demoed
yes,
it on you,
I tried
right?
it.
What was the result?
I did it myself. I held it. What I would say my biggest concern was when I saw it initially, I was like, this is mad cool, but am I going to have as much flexibility mm-hmm. with styling as I normally do with my very trusty T3 styling wand? I will never get rid of that. I love it so much. It gives me great curls. This, so I was concerned that you would get that.
I was
concerned that you would get that like Shirley Temple kind of uniform curl and it would look the same on every single person and every single piece of hair. But they actually showed me a trick where you can leave the end out and you can get more versatility with styling. It's coming out this fall. So guys, if you have a Christmas wish list and you want to try this out, by all means, add it to the top of your list.
Blow the bank.
They're shaking shit up.
Well, I'm hoping to catch the event when Jen Atkin comes into town. So yeah. I really want to see her use it with her, you know, professional skills,
yes.
styling skills, and put it to work. I'm curious to see if it'll be as much of a hit as the Dyson blow dryer, which was pretty mind-blowing. From $600 to $6, we need to talk about Pantene's charcoal shampoo and conditioner. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not a brand new innovation. We've seen charcoal shampoo and conditioners in the category from more niche brands like Briogeo. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that it's coming to mass retailers, though, is really interesting. It's basically taking a cue from all of the charcoal and skincare, obviously, also in lifestyle like lattes and things like that. And they've come out with the charcoal purifying root wash that is code for shampoo, and a charcoal renewing cream rinse that is AKA conditioner.
Right.
So yeah, charcoal is said to have a structure that magnetically attracts toxins. The press kit says that hair can build up 4% of its own weight from oils and dry shampoos and things like that. What I can tell you from my own experiences after using the shampoo and conditioner, that was completely true. That's mm-hmm. probably the biggest impression that I took away from it, was just the fact that my hair felt literally so much lighter.
Yeah.
I was like, did I lose a pound or two, you know? And
you don't even have long hair.
No, but I have a lot of hair. Mm-hmm. And so I could feel that, you know, and so it's meant to, I think, take clarifying shampoos, like give them a run for their money, because they say that because of that magnetic pull, that it's less stripping. And so it's more color safe and it's gentler. Now, I am somebody who colors my hair a lot, and I think, yeah, it could be safe, but for me, it's just my priorities are elsewhere. Like, I probably will go back to super nourishing shampoos and conditioners and ones that help my blonde not get so brassy. But yeah. I definitely have people in my squad who I can think of who don't dye their hair, have really oily hair, have to wash it every day, and even have a bit of thinning mm-hmm. that we don't really talk about, let's face it. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is perfect mm-hmm. for them.
Yeah.
And and it's really inexpensive. So that's on my list.
Yeah. In your shower. Okay. You know what's in my shower right now is a sleeper hit.
Hit me with
so
it.
This is Sella Skincare. It's mm-hmm. a body care line, and it's created by the owner of a spa here in Toronto. It's called Hammam Spa. The owner's name is Celine Tadrisi. And it's
okay,
a Canadian.
So I'm looking at it now. It's spelled, just so everybody knows,
yes.
It's C-E-L-A, and there's an accent aigu.
Yes, on the E.
The E. So it's kind of like Celine,
yeah.
The way Celine used to be before Hedi Slimane. But yeah, Sela.
So the whole idea is that it's seed to skin, mm-hmm. and it's all based on Canadian ingredients. Mm-hmm. The packaging is so stunning.
Yeah.
It's kind of a marble and gold pink. It almost looks like...
it looks like a Klimt painting.
Really?
Gustav Klimt, yes.
I was going to say that it looks like...
Van Gogh?
No, this one reminds me of like when you're almost like a planet surface or something, yeah, when you're looking at the solar system.
Right.
There's a coffee scrub that smells so good. It mm-hmm. is insane. It's so moisturizing as well. It's not, I hate when a scrub just makes you feel so dry. Mm-hmm. And then this one is the natural grain polish, another scrub. Very yeah. beautiful textures. They have a creme de la creme, which can be used anywhere, hands, elbows. And they also have an essential, what they call the essential oil.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of oil in the scrub, which is different.
Yeah. Oh, it's so nice.
Pardon my crinkly wet wipe sound.
Yeah, so there's the multi-use oil. And then they're also coming out with face care come December, which looks Ooh. Beautiful as well. So it's rolling out right now. It's being sold online at sellaskincare.com. I believe that they're shipping to the US, but they're also expanding into Europe, and there's big plans.
So let's get back to some of the big innovations launching this fall. I tested Chanel Le Volume Revolution Mascara. It retails for $45 here, and it's all about this 3D printed mascara brush. Mm-hmm. So it's getting a lot of buzz because if you've seen 3D printers and how they sort of print in those layers, that's how the actual wand is formed. So they use a polyamide powder, which is like a plastic, and a laser beam.
You get a crazy volume.
Yeah. You get it right away. Yes. And I think from a user point of view, that's what's most distinct about it, is that you don't have to pump the wand to get more out.
Yeah.
You get a ton from the word go, and then you can just kind of, you can continue to go through your lashes just to kind of disperse it a little bit more. So have a listen. Here is myself and the Canadian makeup artist for Chanel, Julie Cousin, test driving the new mascara. Pardon the pun.
It looks almost like the tires of like an off-road vehicle to me. Like there's so many grooves in it. So the little spikes almost.
I love it, Carlene. So you actually like close to be right, because there are three important things about this brush. The first thing is the bristle arrangement. Mm-hmm. So the way that the bristles are created, when you apply the mascara, you create the extreme volume. Mm-hmm. The other thing that you can see is the micro cavities, the honeycomb. Mm-hmm. So those micro cavities make sure that you have the right dose when you apply the mascara to create this volume. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that you have on the brush is the granular texture. Mm-hmm. And the granular texture will make sure that you distribute the perfect amount of mascara on your lashes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's why this new brush, it's so spectacular, mm-hmm. because with the 3D printer, you can really create those particular elements, mm-hmm. elements that you can create with a mold. So mm-hmm. it's why it's very new and spectacular and fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I just want to touch it.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not really that like super bendy silicone that we're used to seeing.
But also you will see when you use the brush, you mm-hmm. know, when you turn, you can feel it. It's very different.
Yeah.
As a sensation.
It's very textured.
Yes. So it's why it's very specific.
It's the monster truck wheels. They're going to give you monster lashes?
Exactly. Extreme volume.
Yeah. So you already have Le Volume, which yes. I love. How will this replace it, or this is another option?
It's another option.
Okay, and so this is more, this is monster volume, and the other one is just volume.
I like it, but my feeling is the first time I used the mascara, I was feeling that I had like some mini false eyelashes.
Right.
So it's, you're right when you said like, it's a monster volume. It's really like the extreme volume yeah. that you cool. can create with this mascara.
Well, there it is. If you saw the spring 2019 Chanel show, all of the models were wearing the new mascara.
There's been so many mascaras launching this year. My favorite this season, and maybe of the whole year, was Hourglass Cosmetics Caution Mascara. Mm. I've been test driving so many of them. I love it. It just makes my lashes so long.
Yeah.
It's does not flake, does not move, mm-hmm. and I'm just obsessed with it. Love yeah. how it looks.
Nicely
too.
Separated and yes. fanned out. You know what? I tried that one too, and that is on the top of my list as well.
Yeah.
And Shiseido's in the new collection.
Yeah.
That's also a great mascara, let me tell you.
Great.
NARS Climax. My opinion on that one is like the real Climax, you got to build it up. Need a little love foreplay. It. Takes that a while to get there.
That one wins, I think, for packaging, though. It's so sexy.
Oh, yes.
It's like a stiletto heel. So cool. And let's talk about our final product and our roundup here.
Well, we got to talk about at least one concealer because there have been a few launches. Mm-hmm. The Charlotte Tilbury Magic Away Concealer, I'm digging it. We talked about that big fatty spongy end on it.
The Charlotte Tilbury is $38 and it has 16 shades. So I love that that they're getting more breadth of shades. I did think that the product was lovely.
I think the way you turn it at the end, it makes that click, click, click sound like a touche éclat.
Right.
And it was great for my under eye bags. Mm-hmm. That's where I like to use it. And also on my nasolabial folds where I have a lot of redness. Mm-hmm. And I like that it was big because of that, because I have these big areas that I'm trying to work with.
Right.
So thumbs up.
So now that we've talked about so many buzzy launches that are happening, we want to talk about a couple of big trends. First of all, color correcting. Mm-hmm. Why is it so hot right now? And it's been around for professional makeup artists for ages, but I feel like now there's a bit of, it's not so extra this time around and regular people can use it.
Yeah, I think that like contouring, it's sort of a makeup artist trick that's bubbled up to the surface, obviously through Instagram. Mm-hmm. And there are so many more quote unquote pro makeup artists who are very talented and they're ready for this kind of next level makeup to make your skin look flawless. The other big trend is blurring. I mean, every new complexion product coming out this year, it feels like, has a blurring component to it.
Yes. And even in mass market drugstore brands.
And more are coming.
Yeah.
And so Indeed Labs, who we're partnering with on this segment, is coming out with a hybrid product. It's called Nano Blur Color Correctors.
There's three colors. There's green, yellow, and a lavender shade. And they really sort of mix both of those trends that we just talked about, color correction with blurring.
Mm-hmm. And they're $17 each exclusively at Shoppers Drug Mart here in Canada. And in the UK, we don't know exactly where it's going to land, but I'm sure it's coming soon because we know that you guys know about this brand. I know Caroline Hirons often talks about their products. But for our American friends, this is one of those products you're going to want to scoop up on your next trip north of the border.
Yeah, and they do sell online as well for our American friends. Who out there remembers the original Nano Blur? Do you remember it?
Yeah, of course. It was huge. I remember seeing all the ads at bus stop shelters. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was just raw and in your face. You're like, whoa, that looks like me in the morning.
Wasn't it a half face where one side was done and one wasn't the other? And I think the tagline was, lose 10 years in 10 seconds or something like that. So basically it's a clear, lightweight mattifying cream. It reflects the light in all different areas. So that's sort of where you get the blur. And in Nano Blur, they use a concentrated elastomer in a nano size that helps to fill in wrinkles and pores without getting stuck in the crevices and like messing with your makeup.
Yeah. So before there were filters and smartphones and all of that, this did that work for you.
Yeah.
And one sells now every 9 seconds or something crazy. It's a massive international hit and it was made right here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular product, these new color correctors, it's more of a skincare cosmetic. Mm-hmm. Indeed Labs does not have makeup. So this is a new foray for them. And like I mentioned, it's that color correction and the blurring together, but you get skincare benefits too. There's peptides, there's a squalane oil too.
Mm-hmm. So we called in a makeup artist to help us put it on, make sure we're doing it right. So we weren't going to go out of the house looking like clowns. Although I will say it's a very sheer formula. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit foolproof, but there are still, you know, probably a few guidelines you want to follow.
Yeah.
And so we have Simone Otis in the house. Welcome, Simone.
Hi, guys.
So how often do you lean on color correctors?
Yeah.
I would say from the beginning, I always have, because one of the most important things in a no makeup look is to see some skin texture. So you don't want to take it away completely. You still want to see some of the color and you still want to see some of the shape of the skin.
There is the green, there's a yellow, and there's a lavender. So maybe you can tell us, Simone, as a makeup artist, what those colors are intended to do.
Yeah, so the green would be to diffuse red. The purple would be to highlight a bit, like in a more natural sense, if you're feeling or looking too sallow. If I'm putting like peach or orange around my eyes, my own eyes, but I block out all that heavy green color around my eyes, the blue and the green there.
Do you have olive skin, would you say?
I do.
Okay.
But I have really dark, greeny, bluey circles around my entire eye, just okay. The way I have no circulation around there.
Yeah.
So the yellow should do that, but I think that it's safer, sheerer, than an orange or a peach. Okay. I guess maybe I'm not afraid. I'm a makeup artist. I'm going to just go for the one that's going to give me the heft that right. I want. This is a user-friendly version.
What about some stuff you should not do with color correctors?
When you're doing skin, I really like sheerness because you can control it. You can always add more. So those very thick, paint-like...
Opaque.
You have to be careful with that, mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. for the real life. If you're going to be walking down the street... And I have seen some of that. If you feel beautiful, I feel uncomfortable. I'm just going to say, because it's you lose all the skin texture. You lose any like real look of mm-hmm. your face in there. That's my personal thing. Don't go so heavy with it, because you don't have to, especially if you're putting more and more on top. It ends up being a little clowny for me, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, let's see you in action.
So you're going to use the green one on Carly.
Yeah, I was interested because I felt like this is probably going to be the one that's most used for lighter skin tones.
Okay.
Because some people have, you know, a lot more redness in their skin or blotchiness. And I find also as you get older, your skin gets more discolored.
Yeah.
Some of it can be brown, but a lot of it ends up being, you know, little broken blood vessels and all that stuff. So the green one.
Let's do it on half of her face.
Okay. Let's give it a try.
So you're using your fingers.
Let's do it, then send me out in the world.
So you put a little bit on the back of your hand.
Yes. So I put a little bit on the back of my hand to kind of also warm it up and just see how much I'm going to get out of it. Meaning how much green.
Okay.
How much opacity, how much color. It can go quite sheer. Which is nice. Like I said, I prefer something that I can control. And I would say that's a great thing for most people to use as a baseline. You'll get a lot more control if you work in bright, balanced light, meaning it's not too yellow, because then you'll actually see. If you work in some kind of super harsh, bright kind of natural light, you're going to look good in any light, mm-hmm. right? So that and a product that is buildable, meaning sheer. But then the more you add, you'll get more effect.
Yeah, I can already see that it's making a difference on our skin.
I can really see a difference.
Yes.
Look at me, Carly.
I like the sheen that it gives.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
But it's nice. It's kind of interesting because I thought it was going to be flat. I wonder if the color is also what's giving it a little bit of a luminosity, which is nice.
Yeah.
Because the original Nano Blur really did mattify, right? So this is a bit maybe of the next, like you're saying, 2.0 vibe, because mm-hmm. it's not solely mattifying. I think what's nice about it, too, is that sometimes what I'll use the a primer that's for mattifying, I'll use that down the T-zone on a client or myself to help the makeup also stay longer. Like it controls that area. Right. And if I can avoid powder... That's where I'm aiming. So this definitely is going to do the same thing. It has a bit of a grabbing effect to whatever we're going to put on top of this layer. I would be a little careful. Mm-hmm. I feel like in certain areas here, like say on the upper lip, it's getting a little green.
Okay.
I'm going to try after the yellow and purple around the eye and see if you could use all... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Try to use a bit of each one for a specific
Multicolor.
Yes.
Let's do it.
I'm going to try a little bit of the yellow under your eye. Yeah, I'm going to try this actually on that little discoloration. She has a little
freckle. A sunspot.
I mean, it very softly diffuses it. Softened it.
At this point, there have been so many incarnations of color correctors, like we talked about, like the pancake or the sticks or whatnot. So what specifically about this version, like whose skin type do you think this is going to be best for?
I think you can probably use this for a variety. You can definitely use this for a variety of skin. I think oily skin is going to do really well with this because of the blurring effect. I think you can do this on aging skin. So crepiness and stuff isn't going to be affected because it's so fine. Mm-hmm. And this, for me, it seems new that there's this luminosity to it. Mm-hmm. That's also going to be nice on dry skin.
If you were just running out to brunch and you did the three color corrections and, or you just put one all over, would you set it at all? Or what would be a final step?
I would not.
Okay.
To be honest.
And why wouldn't you do that?
I think that I'm just putting a little more around Carlene's nose to see if she could actually do that. Just run out like this. I'm just going around the nostrils a little more. So no makeup 20 years ago was a Vaseline face. And it goes through different iterations. And right now, we're in a time where everybody's trying to create this ultimate baby face, like the skin of a baby, which has luminosity in it. It's poreless. It has this sort of rainbow of colors in it because it is so fresh and juicy, but it's not shiny necessarily. So I always... I'm very safe with powder. If I can get away without using any, mm-hmm. that looks more modern now. You don't want that texture.
Yeah, it feels like I have some kind of makeup on, but it's indetectable.
Yeah, that's what's really
it's
nice.
It's definitely not a foundation look, but if you just look from one side to the next, you can see so many more freckles and little broken
pores
blood vessels
and
things on this side versus that side, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the highlight effect.
And the texture looks smoother.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Okay, now I think we should put Jill in the makeup chair and just try putting some over her makeup just to see.
Yeah, All right, let's do it. I'm going very light first just to see how much I can get away with doing almost nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because I would never normally put it on top, but it's actually... feels fine.
Well, a lot of times when I'm doing shows or celebrities or models, it's been my go-to. I use a mattifier right on top. Okay. I will sometimes start with a couple of very nice primers. I'll do the mattifying one in the center, and then I'll do a luminizing one on the upper, and then do the foundation, concealer, blush. Mm-hmm. And then I will do just a very sheer mattifier on any high points.
Mm-hmm.
But that way I can control it all. And I know that the skin is still going to shine through.
Mm-hmm.
Although this is like interesting me, this idea of having a color corrector. Because this would help. Like when I'm doing a celebrity on the tip of their nose and they're getting red, but I don't want to put powder because that does happen quite a bit.
Yeah.
The upper middle cheeks that get red, flushed, the nose that gets flushed. That would be a cool thing to be able to
just... you don't want to have that Nicole Kidman powder face.
Yes. And I don't want the texture all of a sudden. Because sometimes you see all this luminous, beautiful face and then a dry nose and you're like, that doesn't look pretty. You just want all that glow everywhere.
I think it's interesting that you're doing touch-ups on the red carpet using skincare and not makeup.
Yes.
I think that is such a sign of the times
I never thought of that, but that's absolutely true.
That's huge.
Yeah, I'll use that tube of moisturizer. But for me, is a mattifier with no color. Right. So when I'm working with a model or a celebrity or a real person that they go, oh, I feel safe. That's
right.
A nice product.
You're not messing with their skin. Like today you're good, tomorrow you're screwed.
Yes, right? Exactly. I'm going to put Vaseline all over your face and it looks so cool for today, but good luck tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I did the green
kind
of in dabs all over, and I feel it looks really good.
Yeah, it's way better. Way better.
And it looks like your skin.
Yep.
Cool. Right? Thank you, Simone. Thank you for being with us today. I think we learned everything we possibly could need to know about color correcting.
I'm really
and
into
Jill,
this.
The verdict?
Yeah, I'm wearing the green all over and a little purple under the eyes, and I would honestly go out like this.
Between doing it, yours underneath, yours on top, I would totally do this on top. It's going to be a helpful product for me.
Thank you
Thanks
so much.
Thanks for having me. This Yay. Is so fun.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time.